Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Carly. It's Tuesday, August 8th, 2017. It's like a heat wave over here in Seattle. Like people, it's been like 90 for the past couple of days, and I am not complaining because, you know, I'd rather have hot than rain. But then come December, I'm going to be screwed because it's going to be snowing. Within my book, I don't mind the snow. Okay, I'm getting off track. So today, our guest is the wonderful Juan Mendoza. I hope I said that right. He is currently playing the best acting job on YNL, the best crazy doctor I have ever seen in daytime, and I'm just loving that he's on here, so let's welcome on. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, welcome. Yeah, I fell in love with, you know, you on YNL the past couple of months. Do I think you sort of ever got in bed, so to speak, with Victor Newman? No, I don't, because you're just asking for trouble there. But you have been so amazing on that. And how did you get the part from YNL? How did you get the part on Young and Restless?
I'd been up for several different roles on YNR. This was probably, I don't know, one of the more interesting ones. I went and I auditioned like every other role, and, you know, the casting director on the show has been a big supporter, and she brought me in, and it all worked out. So, I really connected with the role, even though I had no idea where it was going at any point until I read the script. So it was kind of a surprise to me, like it was to everybody else, what ended up happening.
When you read the script, what were you thinking? Were you thinking, oh no? Or were you thinking, oh
no? I thought it was so fun.
It was crazy.
You know, a little cuckoo, but it was a really fun storyline to play, and I knew that something was going on the whole time. Because, you know, Dr. Harris had a lot of different things going on. He was obviously working with Victor and keeping this girl kind of hostage, but he also wanted to take care of her. And so you never knew, sort of, was he good, was he bad? But I knew that the one thing that was important to me was that he cared about Chloe, and that was the one thing that needed to come through the whole time.
And it did. It really did. When Dr. Harris, your character, was mistaking Chloe at the end for his daughter, those were some just powerful. You know, if you don't get an Emmy for the guest star next year, I will go to California for you and hit someone. Because if
you get nominated, okay?
Yeah, well, because I just, well, you're welcome. But no, I was just, sitting on the edge of my bed, literally, watching, and I'm like, oh, no, okay.
It got really interesting really fast.
Yeah, and it got intense. And I got my mom back watching YNL. And she called me the day everything went out the window for you. And she goes, wow, like she didn't see it coming. And
didn't see it coming either.
Yeah, and she goes, did you know? I go, no, I had no clue whatsoever about that one because, yeah, and how was working with Eric Braden, when you guys were doing all those, scenes and everything. I mean, you mostly talked to Victor on the phone, but how was
that? Yeah, there's a lot of phone stuff. So the phone stuff, it's totally different times. We're shooting separately completely, so we're reading with other, like the stage manager would read with us for those scenes. But, you know, we had a few of the flashback scenes where he and I were working together, and, you know, he's been doing it for so long, and he's got, you know, the one thing that you're struck by is just his presence. He's got so much, like, just, he's so calm and got such gravity when he's there. You know, you're just trying to stay, keep up with him. You know, he's a pro. You don't get much more professional than him.
Well, no, but no, you really don't. And, you know, you haven't been on in a couple of weeks, which has made
me
very, 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 very sad.
Sorry.
I know. It's not your fault. I blame Wayne. I really do. Are you coming back? Can you even say?
At this point, Dr. Harris's storyline is pretty wrapped up. You never know what's going to happen in daytime TV. And I would be happy to go back if they had any use for me. But right now, sadly, Dr. Harris is probably in the mental institution that he was running, getting a little help of his own.
Well, you know, because, I mean, I had this great storyline all for you if they were going to keep you. I was just going to get you together with Victor's doll for a little while, and then she could help you with your little issues.
Yeah, that would work. That would work. Why don't you go ahead? You write in and let them know that that's the way to go.
Exactly. And so because you and Chloe were like in different locations, so when you went to Y&L and, you know, did you get to see everyone, or was it like on days when other people were not looking? Because you guys were kind of doing a location shot?
No, we were all on the stage. You know, all of that stuff was shot on stage. And the funny thing is that I had no idea that I wasn't even in Genoa City for my stuff until, after we had shot a bunch of the first scenes. Because nobody told me. It never mentioned New Orleans in any of my stuff. So I literally had no idea that I was not, that I was somewhere in another city altogether. But no, as far as seeing everybody, yeah, I got to meet a bunch of the cast, and it was a lot of fun. You know, I had done General Hospital Night Shift and some General Hospital, so
yeah,
Jason Thompson
was a friend
from that show.
Yeah, we are going to cover that, don't worry. But no, see, my TV husband is on Y&L. Christoph St. John, I mean, we are really good friends, and, you know, so I was hoping you got to meet him, because he's one of the best guys in daytime ever.
Yeah,
he doesn't get recognition he deserves, you know.
Yeah.
This is coming from his TV wife, but, you know, and yeah. But let me not tell you were in New Orleans, because even I knew that. I was yelling at the TV and saying, people, he's not in Genoa City, people. But I guess they forgot to, you know, let you know.
Nobody mentioned that to me. It's probably a
bad thing on the writers mostly for not letting you know. And yes,
well,
I will be treating that later tonight. But, like you said, so Genoa Hospital. I mean, I love Y, don't get me wrong, but Genoa Hospital has always been, like, my home soap. Like, I cannot miss it if I miss it. And if I get breaking news, the day is over with. And, I know you were on Night Shift, and you were really good Genoa Hospital Night Shift. But were you also on Zeno Hospital? Because for the last day, I was trying to place you on Zeno Hospital, too, and I couldn't.
I was on GH for probably, you know, here and there for like six months after we finished Night Shift. You know, they tried to keep the characters sort of around in case they went back and did another show. And when they did go back to do the second season of Night Shift, they ended up using almost an entirely new cast.
Yeah, I mean, I loved Night Shift. I thought it was a great thing because you were seeing General Hospital at night. I mean,
yeah,
you know, more of the doctor stuff. And I thought it was really good. And when you guys did not get, the third season, I was really surprised because it was one of those shows where I thought it was going to go the distance. So, you know, becoming a spinoff other than Post-Solace when that was. But,
right.
Yeah, lot of fans are still disappointed in the fact that, you know, it went off air. So General Hospital people, if you're listening, you know, bring Juan on for a whole new character. Bring him into the mob, people. Put him on Team Sunny and take the Angelian Dome with Sunny. That would be awesome. Because
that would be great.
I think when you work in, you know, daytime, everyone is, you know, really grateful. But also, when you work in daytime, you know, you can go to sleep in, you know, your own bed, and you don't have to move, and you don't have to pack, and everything.
Yeah, it's a nice lifestyle. You can be in one place and raise a family and, you know, stay in LA. It's great. It's a great way to live. It's a really nice job.
Well,
so yeah, people, you can bring me on.
Yes, people. No, because I was thinking about it last week because, you know, I figured, you know, Dr. Hill's time had came to an end for a while on now. And so what I do is I'm like, okay, we need a higher one in daytime. And so I kind of took you off my list of Bold and Beautiful because it's a half an hour soap. So we might not see you like once a week or every 3 weeks. So
right,
I didn't
exactly
like that odds for you. Days of Our Life, you know, I could see you on too, but it has a forecast. And even though it's in a hospital, has a forecast, I can see you on there only because I think you would do a great job, people, and he's out of work, people, and he needs to be back in daytime. And, you're welcome. I fell in love with a movie you did called The Good Mother back in 2013. How was that?
Yep.
Because that movie was incredible.
That was a lot of fun. That was a few years ago now. It was 2000, what is that, 4 years now? It was
yep.
a lot of fun. I had a good time shooting that. That was another, sure, it was kind of in and out and a little bit weird. You didn't know what exactly was going on with them. But, yeah, it was a kind of a creepy little movie with a not a very nice mother, even though it's called The Good Mother.
Yeah, I know. It was freaky.
Yeah,
not
it
to
was.
Watch
it, was.
You know. Not to boss it, you know, midnight when you live by yourself, people, that is not good. Because that's what
yeah,
I did,
exactly.
people. And it's, you know, but no, I love movies like that because, you know, you never know. I mean, I didn't see, you know, half of the things like I thought because the title, people, is so deceitful because the good mother, but she's not a good mother.
She's
so,
not, no, she's was, not a good mother at all. She was a really, really, really bad mother.
Exactly, but I thought you did a really good job on it because it was just, you know, one of the, I mean, I love TV movies of the week, you know, I
yeah,
mean,
me
I
too.
Just, because I mean, is it true, so when it's a TV movie of the week, how long does it take for you guys to shoot stuff? Because in daytime, right now you guys are getting like more than one episode. You know, more than two or three episodes out a day. So when
yeah,
you do a TV movie, what is that? I mean, is it different? It must be different.
Oh, it's so different. Yeah, no, that's the one thing. And I, you know, not having done daytime for a lot of years now, because GH Night Shift was back in like 2008 or 2009. I had forgotten exactly how fast it was. And I don't think that when I had done GH, I had had as much material to work with as I did on this run on YNR. And it was just like, I got thrown into the deep end and had to get my feet under me really quickly. We shot two episodes usually a day when I was there, and it would be like just mountains of pages. Like if you're shooting the movie of the week, you're probably shooting 7 or 8 pages a day. And on YNR, we were shooting like 28 pages a day.
It's really hardcore. And right now what they are doing was, you know, I get is what they are doing is, you know, they are shooting more than one episode because right now they are trying to really save studio money. And I think, you know, getting more than one episode, you know, a day out, then they are a little fall as they can be. And but when you have the summertime, you know, sometimes all of them close down for like a week or two. So I think it's good when you have that many episodes, but, you know, they sort of told you how many episodes a day. I mean, I would have told you that. I would have said, okay.
It's a lot of fun. It's really fun. Well, it's exciting because you don't really get that feeling in shooting other things. You know, it's so fast and so, like, you need to be on your game, unlike a lot of other things, because you're not going to get another shot. If you're not happy with your performance, they're not going to go back and let you do it again, really. Whereas on prime time or, you know, movies of the week and movies, you're going to get plenty of chances to do it, and they're going to be able to cut together a performance. But daytime, you got to be ready right away.
Well, exactly, and I mean, that's, you know, in a way, that's great for everyone, but, you know, like you said, yeah, you only get one or two takes, you know, which is, you know, good and bad, you know, for people, but you have done so much prime time, but what I really also liked you on was Parenthood. I loved you on Parenthood.
I wish I could have done more on Parenthood.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still mad that, you know, it got canceled because it was one of the best shows on TV. And it was just like when it came to an end after 6 or 7 years, yeah, I screamed because I just thought there was more stuff to do. So how was you looking on Parenthood for that? With that?
I had a great time. It was so much fun. You know, Lauren Graham is an amazing actress. And she was fun to work with. We had a nice scene. I did worked with Ray Romano, which was awesome. And I don't think I had I been watching him on that show? I guess I had, because it was one of my wife's favorite shows, so we would always watch it together. You know, and you don't realize him having done a sitcom how good of a kind of dramatic actor he is. He's actually a really, really talented guy. And then I got to work with a guy named Josh Stamberg a little bit on Parenthood as well, who's a really, really talented actor.
I thought that was amazing. And also, if you want to go see a really good movie, and Ray Romano is in it, it's called The Big Sick. He did it with Holly Hunter. It was on, it's an Amazon creation, but it's been in the theaters in Vaughn.
Yeah,
it's supposed
to be really, really good. I have not gotten a chance yet.
Yeah, well, when you take your wife on a date, leave the kids at home. It's like a 2.5-hour movie. I didn't think it was going to be that long. I mean, you don't know it being long until, you know, you're in your car and, like, that was a long movie, but no, it's incredible. I mean, it's probably the best romantic movie of the year, I thought, and you will enjoy it. And Holly Hunter and Way is really good as a couple and parents together. It's really incredible. So, you know, Way Romano, if you listening. Steve, come on the sofa. I can ask you about the movie. But and also, okay, so I know you were on NCIS. What I was disappointed about is why couldn't you just been on NCIS LA? I mean, I watched you. I mean, I usually don't watch NCIS, but, you know, sometimes I watch it, but I'm on, like, an NCIS LA girl because I love Chris O'Donnell. But how was that?
Right.
Because NCIS has been, you know, around for so long, and so has
CSI. It's been around for,
CSI.
It's so incredible.
I mean, you've done...
Yeah.
Yeah. You've done, I mean, both CSI and NCIS. So how was
I did three CSIs and two NCISs. I did CSI, CSI New York, CSI Miami, and NCIS and NCIS New Orleans. And I need to do NCIS LA to get, like, the third of the trio.
No, you need to do NCIS and make Carly happy. Because Carly thinks you would, you've been on all of them, and I love those kind of shows because there's action and a little romance and everything, but, I mean, people, you cannot forget he was on Desperate Housewives.
Right.
That show was incredible, and how was that? Because Desperate Housewives was a really good staple on it, you know, ABC for so long. I'm so mad it went off air. But how was that?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I really had a good time. I only shot, I think, one day on that show. But, you know, it was great. The cast is obviously really talented and was a lot of fun to work with. So it was good. I had a really good time shooting that. That wasn't... For a while, I was specializing in characters who seemed like they were going to be around for a long time, and then they just never came back. So that was one of those parts where you thought, you know, okay, this guy is definitely going to be around, and then it never ended up happening.
Exactly. That's, yeah, that's what I thought too. But like all my prime time shows, I'm, you know, but Grey's Anatomy is probably my favorite. Prime time show ever, well, until they killed off Dr. McDreamy. But I'm forgiving them, but they should have not done that. But you were on a really good episode of The Heart of the Mall, and you did a great job. And spoiler to a lot of people, Grey's Anatomy
people,
and
people
Jenna
really
Hustle.
Didn't like my character in that.
I liked it.
No, they said they thought I was mean.
You were not mean. I didn't think you were mean, but, you know.
Thank you. That's what I keep trying to tell everyone.
Well, see, but I like, you know, savory characters who can be, you know, mean without being mean. But that, Grey's Anatomy, for anyone that watches this, you know, that Zeno Hospital and Grey's Anatomy are almost like next door to each other, really close by. So, yes.
Yeah, they're cute on the same lot.
Yeah, so people get, you know, Ron back on ZH, and when he has a moment, put him back on Grey's Anatomy. See, I'm finding you jobs, but you won't have to. And I just think, you know, it's a really good, Grey's Anatomy was a really good character, and I, like you said, yeah, people got mad at you. I don't see why they did, because I thought it was amazing, and, you know, and that's what, I mean, for prime time, it's probably hard because, you know, you might, you know, be a day character, or you could be, like, you know, a night character, or, you know, you know, so it's very, very crazy, but I better bring on some calls before people kill me, and when I say that one, I am not kidding. David, you on there?
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I like your character on The Younger Wrestlers. I like your character, Dr. Harris.
Thank you.
What was like, someone with Kevin? What was Kevin like?
Greg.
Yep.
Greg was great. You know, it was. I think it was not the easiest time for those guys because I, you know, their time on the show was coming to an end. So it was all kind of like, you know, they didn't know they didn't even know exactly how it was going to go down, I think. So, you know, it was interesting, but it was, Greg was great to work with. Lizzie was great to work with. You have so much stuff and we would all get together in the dressing room and just like run the pages and pages and pages that we had to do.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a lot of fun working with him. He's a really talented guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you were in Children of the Corn, which is one of my favorite movies. What was like working on
that? Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was like my first movie. I was 20 when I did that.
Wow.
It was really fun and really exciting, and I still have, you know, several good friends from shooting that movie. It was a lot of fun at the time.
Yeah, I love horror movies.
Yeah.
Also, you were in Angel. What was it like working on Angel?
That was a lot of fun, actually. I really enjoyed playing that part. You know, my part, I did a little flashback stuff to, like,
you know,
France in the 1800s or something, so I got to do that and be a vampire and then fight with David Boreanaz. So that was a really, really fun shoot for me. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows, Angel. I love Angel.
It was a really good show. It was a really good show, and I love, like, jumping around and fighting and doing all that action stuff, so it was cool.
Yeah. Also, Criminal Minds, Young Brothers. What was like with Gary Sinise?
Gary Sinise, it was incredible. You know, that's like one of those actors who has done such an amazing work and is just such a good actor. You know, that getting to do a really, really nice scene with him, was a lot of fun. He's a really nice guy, really kind of quiet and keeps to himself, but, you know, also very, very giving and present for you when you're doing the scene. And I really, really enjoyed working with him.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the question. I'll be coming back to Young Aggressors because you were great on there. So
okay.
Thanks for my question.
Thank you.
See, I mean, people want to see something evil go on YNL, and you did a great job being evil and good.
Thank you.
Bob, are you on the air, sweetheart?
Hey, Carly. Hey, Ron.
Hi.
Hey, I want to ask you a question here. You got a chance to work with Jason Thompson on General Hospital Night Shift, and I don't remember you didn't get a chance to work with him on YNR. What was it like working with him back in the day on Night Shift?
Great. Jason is a great guy. He and I really got along. We, you know, we're both kind of the same type of guy, like kind of leading man guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we hit it off from the beginning. I play hockey. He's from Canada, you know, so we kind of had a little bit in common. He's a really nice guy. You know, in my first day on set on YNR, I knew he was there, and I literally saw him as I walked onto the set looking around for my dressing room, and we got to catch up for a few minutes. He's a really good guy, and I think he's actually a really talented actor.
Mm-hmm. It's too bad that you guys couldn't share some one-on-one airtime on YNR, but it would have been something. Now, you also worked
it would have been fun.
Right. Now, you also worked with a great actress who became a better actress and done very well when she came over to All My Children to be the baby cast, and that was Amanda Baker. How was she like?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Amanda's great. She's like the sweetest girl ever. That was the fun thing, actually, about Night Shift is a lot, you know, a lot of the people on that in the hospital, we all came in kind of new to General Hospital, to that world. So, and the funny thing about that is we would shoot after their week was over. So we would basically be shooting for like 16 hours until like 3, 4, and 5 in the morning. So we got a lot of time to hang out and like bond. So the people on that show I'm still really good friends with today. And Amanda was the sweetest, and we were all really excited for her when she went over to All My Children.
Right. And I understand, yeah, and I can see why Kim was a busy gal back, even when she came back as Robin, and they hooked Robin and Patrick up and then brought them over to Night Shift. So I can understand why she was pretty busy. I understand why she took some time off before she came back, before she had her baby. But I just want to just say that it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight, and I want to say one more thing. I don't think we heard the last of Kevin and Chloe on YNR. I think they'll be back one way or another.
Me too.
Yeah. And if Elizabeth Henderson is listening, you can always come over the days if you don't decide to get back with YNR anytime soon.
Okay.
I'll be happy to
give it a shot.
Bobby, you got to remember Greg Redcoat is coming back as Kevin.
Uh-huh.
He's already back taping. So I think the fan did something because people were not happy that he would let go. So he's back there taping.
Right. Like I said a minute ago, we haven't heard the last of Chloe Mitchell Fisher for a long shot. Because if Elizabeth comes back, that's fine. But if she decides to get another soap job or primetime job, I'm happy for Elizabeth. But I definitely will kind of miss her from YNR because I've been a big fan ever since her All My Children days.
She's a really talented actress.
And that would be one person, Charlie, that we can get on the show down the road is Elizabeth Henderson, so we can make that as a note. But I'll tweet you and talk to you about that tomorrow.
Okay, Bobby, have a good night.
All right, and I'll talk to you on Friday if all goes well.
Okay, yep.
All right.
Have a good night, guys.
Thanks, bye, Bobby.
Oh, and okay, so before I bring Maggie on, I have a question. So today you retweeted something about Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears. So that's my – so are you a football fan or are you not a football fan?
I am a football fan. I'm not a Jay Cutler fan, though. I am a Broncos fan, and Jay Cutler was on the Broncos for a few years. And I was not really ever a huge fan of him, and I thought it was a funny little comment about Jay coming back with the Dolphins.
Well, when I saw that, I'm like, yes. Now, see, I love football, and in the fall we talk about football all the time in here, and I'm trying to give the guy any other guys in daytime that are a friend of mine are coming back, and we are doing a football segment with the football season. So, I'm going to have you back on that. Because knowing you, but, you know, the Broncos, my grandfather was a big Bronco fan. I mean, I didn't get it. I don't get it to this day, but, see, I'm in Seattle, and we have the Seahawks. We have one of
the
best teams.
Are you a Seahawks
teams.
Fan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come. Football season, I won't have a boy swan after Sunday. That's how bad I get. When we almost, we were in the playoffs, and we were almost.
I know. You guys have a good team.
I got mad. I mean, there was no broke TV, but there has been broken stuff because of what happened last season. And I'm still not over it because, I can take Denver here or there, but do not get me started on the Patriots because I don't like them. I mean, I'm honest about it. And I can't stand Brady for the life of me. And, what did you think of the Patriots?
I'm not a Patriots hater, and I'm not a Brady hater. I think he's an amazing quarterback. He's probably going to go down as the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. He's won so many championships. I understand why people don't like them.
but I respect them, and I think they play really, really good football. You can't argue with them winning 5 championships.
No, no, no. I cannot argue with that. There's some what the Patriots has done over the years, and,
sure,
you know,
absolutely.
Like I say how I feel like the Patriots are what the Yankees are to, you know, they get everyone. So, you know, it's like, okay, people, stop it. Stop it. We need people. And, you
right,
know, I
right.
mean, so, yeah, I mean, since, you know, Seattle finally got put on the map and finally we are respected. And hopefully next season people know not to mess with us because all guys are coming back. A lot of our guys are done being injured. So other football teams out there, stop taking my guys out. So they isn't nice, and we need another Super Bowl ring. But, yeah, I'm going to let Maggie on because Maggie loves football, too. Hey, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Ron. Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Maggie. This is funny because I'm the sportsaholic. And
oh, really?
I have to ask you something.
Okay.
You said you played hockey. Was it in high school or college?
Oh, no. You know, I grew up in Los Angeles, so it wasn't a big hockey town here. There was a small group of people who really were diehard fans, but I didn't start watching or paying any attention to hockey until my senior year of high school, and my brother was into it, and I kind of gave him a hard time about it until one day I was too sick to move and make him change the channel. So I was forced to lay there and watch a hockey game, and I had him explain everything to me. And then since then, I have not stopped watching, playing. I've been playing now for, gosh, I don't know, almost 30 years.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's a lot
right
of fun.
Now.
I love it.
I love that sport. I love all sports, but
they're on this. Oh, yes,
I'm
not hot. Believe me, you know, like football season for us is a great time of year, but right now it's baseball season, and Maggie is not really happy with the White Sox right now, except Maggie is 3-2 for the White Sox. I sort of have it on Facebook, and when we are on air, I always keep it open just in case, you know, like, something exciting happened, but but no, I understand your love of the Broncos. I really do, except I, you know, really hope, you know, you guys have some of a good year, but not really a good year, but to the point of, you know, I mean, you know, it would be interesting going, having Broncos back in the playoffs. It would. But I just think
I'm not
right
sure
now,
we're going
to
be there this year. But, yeah, I think it would be interesting, too.
I mean, I just think right now. Well,
I
think the Broncos need new blood in there. And there hasn't been new blood in a couple of years. And
they just need
I
to figure out their quarterback situation, really.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, but when I saw that tweet today, I was a little happy because I'm like, oh, he's a football fan. Okay, that is good.
Yeah.
But before we let you go.
Hockey,
yes. Okay, so you said hockey. Okay, so you got into it because you were too lazy to understand in the remote got book. Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so... See, this is where you need to always know where your batteries are, where the remote is, and then you never have that problem again.
That's very important.
No, I mean,
that's
happened to me.
Have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, but, you know, I mean, if you were stuck on CNN, I would really, really feel sorry for you, but it was hockey. So, I mean, in a way, it was a good thing You were
it was
sick.
A good thing.
I mean,
very good.
I mean,
yeah,
not
absolutely.
Really sick, but it, you know, I think it was a good because now you love hockey for 30 years. Except,
mm-hmm.
okay, I thought hockey is a little, no, I like hockey, don't get me wrong. But I'm afraid of people getting concussions in hockey because
uh-huh.
the hockey puck, you know, cool. So have you ever got injured in a way with a hockey stick? I mean, not the hockey stick, but the puck. I mean, because
puck,
I
no,
think it would be
really.
Easy.
Puck, it's okay. If you get hit in the face with a puck, it's okay, right?
Well, listen, I'm smart. I wear a cage so I don't get hit in the face with things. But, yeah, it would be bad if I didn't because – but yeah, not
good
with
job.
The puck. Really, you're really protected with the puck. But you know, there's been other times that you know, guy, you know, getting hit mostly.
Mm.
Well, you know,
so,
yeah. I mean, I've, you know, yeah. My brothers and my nephew loves hockey. My little nephew Eli loves hockey, so
yeah,
we have a deal
sport.
Now. Well, we have a deal. I told him he can play all the soccer he wants because I kind of want him to keep his teeth, and he was okay with that. I mean, because, I mean, but he was really good in hockey. I mean, he was really good, but then, you know, me being overprotective, I'm like, you cannot do this. This is not good. And so now he plays soccer, so yeah, but we would really love to have you back. And let us know what we can do to get you back in daytime, back
okay,
in prime time. Just let me know. And so, will it be okay if you come back during football season? Because I have a feeling there will be a lot of discussion comes, you know, September, and we are a month and one day away from football season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not that
I'm
counting or anything. Not that I'm counting, if I am. But I am. But yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for
my
hacking.
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. Have a great night. And one more thing. How is the weather in California right now?
Oh, it's beautiful. I was just at the beach today. It's fantastic.
Wow.
It's
so
perfect. Not
I mean,
too hot, but it's really nice.
So how hot was it today?
You know what? I live by the beach, so where I live, it's perfect.
Perfect.
You know, if you go to the valley, it's going to be 25 degrees hotter. So there, it's pretty hot and a little uncomfortable. But where I live, it's always pretty nice.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, Seattle right now we are in the 90s, and we are not. I mean, we have been in the 90s for almost 2 weeks. So, well, I'm not complaining, but I just have a feeling that we are going to have a lot of snow come December because of this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's okay. But no. Yeah, we will. Yeah, come back whenever you can and just have a great night and go relax on the beach again because, you know, I would love to go to the beach right now. But the the beach is like 4 hours away from us. So, yeah.
Oh, well.
But have a great night.
Well, thank you
so much,
Kelly.
Very much,
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I have one more question.
Oh, shit.
Street hockey?
What?
Did he play any street hockey? You know, hockey on the street?
But he said he would come back online.
Okay.
I'll ask him
then.
Yeah, but he said he would come back online.
He does, right? And he's wearing the mask.
So,
the main thing.
Yeah, but hi, David. Bobby had to go.
Hi, Maggie.
Bobby
abandoned
us.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
No, Bobby. You know, Bobby kind of abandoned us for the night because I guess Bobby, has to get up at like, 6 in the morning.
Oh boy. No, I don't go
so
sleep.
Like Bobby's getting up when you and I are going to bed.
Mm-hmm. Or when I turn the TV off.
Oh, yeah, when the TV, yeah. But
I
no, lately you guys, it's been so hot here. Carly hasn't really been really able to sleep until, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 in the morning.
Can I go back
and,
to the beach?
Yeah, I mean, people always say, then why don't you put the fan in my room? No, because I'm weird. I cannot sleep with a fan on. You know, if it's in the vicinity of where I'm sleeping, forget it. I do not like the noise. Is anyone else like that?
Me.
Yep.
I
what
have
about
some
you, David?
Air. I have some joy air. Somebody.
Some, this
I hate
central
you.
Air.
I hate you, David, for having. I hate you, David, for
well,
having central air because I don't.
That.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, no, I mean, I know in Florida you are. How is the weather in Florida right now?
Hot. It's hot. It's always hot in the summertime.
It's always hot.
Well, you know, I mean, but, you know, me, you know, it's been really hot here, like I said, but, you know, like Maggie and I always say, it's better to be hot than cold. You know, I mean,
yeah.
And before we go, because,
you
know, before we go for the night, I just want to say I'm so saddened by the death of Glenn Campbell that just happened, you know, earlier today. I mean,
who?
You know,
Frank
it was.
Cowboy.
Yeah, I mean, he was. Incredible. I mean, he was so such a great singer, but you know the you know outtake I'm taking from that is at least he's not in pain anymore, and I feel bad for his whole family, but I just thought it was really really sad when I heard it today because you know he was singing a couple of months ago. But, you know, they were kind of having him do cue calls and stuff. So, you know, which is sad because he was an amazing singer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So, please, people, please have that the only death of the year I would be okay with. Also, there was a rumor about Bob Barker dying last week, and that was a hoax, everyone.
Thank God.
That was a hoax. It was a bad hoax. And just remember, come Friday, we better not get interrupted, because if we do, Carly and Maggie are not going to be happy, are we?
No, we're not.
Because that person in the White House had taken more vacation days as Obama. I'm not being political when I say that. I just want to stress to people, you know, before you jump on everyone, oh, he cannot be that bad. Well, yes, he can.
Yeah.
And, you know, just be prepared. I mean, when he called the White House a dump and now it's getting remodeled and I want to know who's paying, are we paying for the remodel? That's what
yeah.
I keep thinking about for the past couple of days.
Well, we are.
It's a people's house. Mm-hmm. It's a people's house. Well, the grass paper.
I don't
anybody,
like him.
Anybody CGH today?
No, well, no. I mean, but I will tonight. What about you, David? Did you see CGH?
No, I had Dr. Clement.
How did that go? Is everything okay?
I got good health. Yeah, got the bill. So that
thank
was
God.
A bit
so
late.
Do you so good do job. You have to not go back for a couple of days or a couple of weeks or what?
No, 3 months. In 3 months.
Oh, that's
maybe
awesome.
Come back.
Yeah,
that
go.
Is awesome. And I just wanna say that also, you know, Days of Our Life is also on Comcast. On demand, people in Seattle, and I hear that is also in other states. So if you miss,
not in Florida.
Not in Chicago.
Nope. Not on demand.
No Chicago either.
Wait, Bob. David, do you have Comcast?
No, I got DirecTV. That's why I do either.
Oh, okay. Well, for Comcast, they are putting Days of Our Life finally on demand.
Hmm.
Even though I don't like on demand because you cannot fast forward, it's crazy. But, okay, people, we are going to just close out early because it's so hot. We are back on Friday. And, David, I am setting up, interviews, so don't worry. Will happen. All of those will happen, except when, you don't feel 100%. It's really hard to do everything at once, right, Maggie?
Yes, I'm glad you got to our tonight. I really wanted to talk to Dr. Harris's alter ego. It was great that he was on the show. He's a delight. Thank you for booking him.
Oh, of course. And I just want to say about the ACE before we get off. I am totally freaking pissed off. I am so mad at them, and I can't even talk about it because of that. The more I think about it, I get mad. Maggie, why don't you tell everyone?
Okay. Our Spencer is moving back to Paris to go to boarding school with Laura and Kevin, which was sweet. It was cute, the family hug, whatever. But my sonny, why Dora, as everybody knows, should get to see his nephew just once at least. I hope and pray that they're going to have one show with them together. And Carly's typing.
Yep.
Yeah, too.
No, I was. I was utterly pissed off. I mean, Maggie knows me. And Maggie knows where I'm really mad. I can't talk because if I talk, it will not be nice food coming out.
No.
But, Variety, Frank, come on. You love Nicholas. You treat him like a son, okay? You messed up there, in my opinion. I mean, come on. Garvey kidnapped, and this is what I want to know. How did Garvey know that Spencer Cassidy was Sonny's nephew? Because I don't think a lot of people know that.
I would think everybody should know that by now.
I mean, if Molly got kidnapped, I think it's more, because Rick and, but I'm glad, I know Spencer will be coming back. I know that, our baby will be back, but we need to have a Sonny and Spencer moment the moment he gets back. And I want Sonny to have a scene with Laura saying, okay, I think we need to send a couple more bodyguards for Spence. Because I do not trust Valentin. I don't. And I think Valentin and Garvey knew each other. Like Sonny said, no one would ever of his people take a job when a kid gets kidnapped. But Garvey doesn't have a soul. And Valentin doesn't have a soul. And really, I was sick of Spencer being bashed because he went to Sonny and asked for a hit to be taken out. And I'm sorry, but that little boy lost his mother at birth and then his father, and he's angry. And he has every right to be this angry.
Mm-hmm.
And those
when Nicholas
in those moments with Mo and Nicholas in the restaurant will hold feel they were great. Mm. And if they don't both get an Emmy for that, well, Maggie and I are going to LA and it won't be good. Because Nicholas deserves an Emmy. Nicholas has done great work this whole summer. And if he doesn't get recognized, it's wrong. It is so wrong, I can even, you know, put into words, right, Maggie?
Exactly. And Sonny was the best person for him to talk to. He knew, he treated him like a kid. He treated him like an adult. And why did he have to carry it the rest of his life? And then Spencer went, he understood. Not just telling him he can't
Sonny
do this
said,
or can't do that, you know. Sonny knew how to handle him.
Said, when Sonny goes, I don't want you to have, you know, mm-hmm. you won't have peace. Believe me, I've done things that you know, you two little understand. But the way he sat him on the chair, picked him up and those two can have little hugs and hugs. But I was happy for one that, you know, because, you know, Spencer wasn't there when Morgan died. So I went, you know, we didn't see any moment that Spencer kind of knew about Morgan.
No.
But the way, you know, Spencer's like you lost, and Sonny goes, Morgan? And he goes, yes.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, that episode will always be on my TiVo. Even if I get a new one, I have to keep this TiVo because of that moment. Because it was just, you know, the way to do it. But just remember, you guys, we will be back on Friday. And I hope everyone is staying cool. And I really hope you guys don't get 100-degree weather. Okay, I really hope I don't get 100-degree weather. But probably with my luck, Oregon. Oregon got 108 last week, so yeah, it's crazy. But okay, you guys, we will be back on Friday.
Okay, talk to them.
Okay, bye,
man.
Okay.
Night,
Dave. Thanks,
take
Ron,
care.
For coming. Bye, bye.
Thank you very much, Ron.